This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. They're a-clucking. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We want to know what makes your pet weird. If your pet has a strange quirk or anything like that, we would love to hear all about it. So call 206-803-ROCK. Allison in Seattle, what makes your pet weird?
Well, he's a little miniature poodle named Fritz, and he's a boy dog, but he pees like a girl, which is problematic, because if you could picture, like, he squats, but he still lifts his right leg up, like, straight forward, like Ralph Macchio and the Karate Kid, but he ends up peeing all over his chest and his belly and his front legs.
Right, the projectile, like, it's going to aim right towards that spot.
It's really awful, you know?
Wait, do you have other dogs that are female dogs and just picked up that trait from those dogs?
No, I got him when he was 6 months old from this crazy lady, and I don't know what she was doing with him. I mean, she might have a leg, like a hip problem, because also, like, when he goes down the stairs, he holds his right leg up and walks like a three-legged dog.
Yeah, I do that too in the mornings. It's tough.
206-803-ROCK. James, you're in Snohomish, and we want to know what makes your pet weird.
Oh, well, lots of things, but the main thing, my dog Oakley, she does a thing called ghost walking. So, like, 6 years ago, I adopted her, and we went outside for a walk, and we're walking by this group of trees, and she goes up to them, and I thought she was going to sniff around like a normal dog would.
Okay, hey, James, your phone is being very weird. Like, it's at war with you. It's making, like, a weird that sound.
Like, static.
Let's pop him on hold. Maybe we could get that figured out. Sorry, dude.
Nathan in Seattle, what
I felt like we're being shocked every time he was speaking.
What makes your pet weird, Nathan?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's Nathan up? Reno here. This was my dog growing up, Rosie. She was a black lab and chow, really cool dog. She would eat anything except for specifically poached egg yolks. And then one time she ate an entire frozen chicken that was defrosting in the kitchen, and we're deathly worried. Like, they're not supposed to eat chicken bones, let alone, you know, a half frozen one. It was like
right.
A chicken slushy up there. It was bizarre.
And did she get sick from
fine.
That?
No, she kind of like sheepishly stared at us in the corner. She looked like she had, you know, an upset stomach, but she was fine.
Dogs are wild.
That's crazy. Yeah, I would have been thinking the worst if that. I remember one time when one of our dogs ate like all like the Halloween candies, and I'm like, oh, dog's gonna die. We've heard this story before, and thankfully she was fine.
206-803-ROCK. Tony in Bremerton, what makes your pet weird?
I'm convinced that my dog's like a child. Like, he's like a little kid. He grew up around like my kids, so like he tries to treat himself like a little kid. And I got this like beat up tablet that I keep for him to play, like, you know, Bluey and all other, like, you know, movies for him when I leave the car for a little bit and do, like, work. I'll come back in, and And, like, if it turns off or if anything, he will legit cry for his TV show to come back on. And he sits there and watches it. Like, I was convinced one time that he was, like, tearing up from one of the episodes.
From Bluey?
From Bluey. Like, I really think he... And I try to, like, test it to see if I was, like... I'm not crazy. So I'll take it away from him like a kid. Like, give me your tablet. And he would sit there and, like, have the most, like, disappointed, pouted face. And I'm like, oh, Lord, man, this guy.
That is so crazy.
That's literally exactly like a child.
I was going to say, that's a toddler at a restaurant. Just put on Bluey. That way he'll stop crying and screaming.
Yes.
That's nuts.
The Daily Migs Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The 90s, what a stellar decade for movies.
Some would say the greatest decade for all entertainment.
That's very true.
Some being me.
The website Collider, they put together this story about the most nostalgic movies of every year from the 90s. And Migs, you would like to put us to
yes.
the test.
So some of them I felt like are just iconic because there have so many great quotable moments in the film. So I grabbed some very popular lines from these movies. And I want to see if you and Danny can figure out what they are.
All right.
So this is not every year. You'll understand why afterwards. But I'm going to start with 1990. This is the most popular movie from 1990. So are you ready for this one?
Yes.
I feel like this is easy, but here we go.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Home Alone.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Oh, yeah. Wait, we got to have Kevin. There we go. All right, let's go to 1993. Let's see if you can figure out what movie this one. This one, a little bit harder.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh. Jurassic Park.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
You didn't know that one?
No.
Honestly, I forgot that line. Hold on to your butts. All right, let's go to 1996. I feel like Danny's going to crush you on this one.
Mm. You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
You guys both got it?
Yeah.
Scream.
Yes.
All right, 1998. I'm feeling like Danny won't get this one.
Mm.
But Taryn, I'd be very disappointed in you if you don't get it.
Take it easy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
The dude abides. And the dude is from The Big Lebowski.
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
The dude abides.
Does that sound like Brad, Taryn's husband?
Oh, it does.
You know, he did go as the dude for Halloween one year, and it was like, I think you're actually that person.
When I was watching the clip back, and I love that movie, when I was watching that clip back, I'm like, I swear, I close my eyes. I feel like I'm hanging out with Brad.
He is the dude.
Yes.
The dude abides.
And he even looks a little bit like the dude.
He does.
That's so crazy. Okay, one more for you guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
I think I know it.
Is that like
1999?
Is that a Star Wars one?
For sure. I don't know.
Natalie Portman one. I don't know the name of it.
Come on, guess. What episode do you think it is?
Attack of the Clones.
Just guess the episode.
Return
a number.
Of the
guess an episode number.
Nine.
Six.
No. Six, seven.
You got no episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, The Phantom Menace.
That's what we said. Yeah. Six, nine.
No, I left out some of them, so I only used 1990, 93, 96, 98, and 99 because the other ones I feel are more popular because of or more associated to some great songs.
Ooh.
And I thought we could test the Rockaholics with that. So I have five iconic songs that are attached to these five iconic movies and want to see if people could guess the movie based on the song alone.
Oh, I bet our listeners can do it.
If not, I mean, hopefully they're not scared because
fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
We don't want our listeners to suffer.
No.
They suffer enough having to listen to us.
They do.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website Collider put out this story about nostalgic movies for every single year of the 1990s. And we went through a couple of them if you missed it. 1990, the movie was Home Alone.
Yep.
1993, Jurassic Park. 1996, Scream. 1998, The Big Lebowski. And 1999, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
I've seen four of the five films.
I have seen four of the five films.
Scream. I've never seen from beginning to end. I know I need to. I've never seen from beginning
to
end.
Such a great cast. You're going to love it, Steve.
I know. I was watching back some of the clips. I'm like, I remember this clip. I've never sat down and watched that whole movie, though.
There's still time.
Yes.
So you want to put us to the test with some listeners?
Yeah, because so some of these movies have iconic songs attached to them. I thought we could play the song and they have to guess the movie.
Well, let's start with Matthew from Duval. Matthew, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Good morning. Oh, well, I Parcel of the Big Lebowski, of course, but Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
They're both right there, Fiction or Lebowski.
I am surprised that Pulp Fiction wasn't considered to be one of the like the top for that year, which I think was like 96.
I can't remember. Like that.
All right, let's go to 1992 for you, the most nostalgic film of that year. I feel like this will be easy, but here's the song. I see a little silhouette over my Scaramouche. What do you think?
Yeah, you guys set the bar high, huh? Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, great Nailed movie. It. Also, that's the first time I ever discovered that song.
I think that was when it was really put on so many people's radar.
Yeah, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Up until then, I only knew Queen for We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, and like, you know.
All the classics.
Another one bites. I was never a big Queen fan, and I remember hearing that song. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Trevor in Mount Vernon, what is your favorite movie from the 90s?
Well, like the other fella, yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
All right, so this one, though, is not Pulp Fiction. We're going to go back to 1991 with this incredible rock song. So, of course, this is Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine. Do you remember what movie this was attached to?
Yeah, it's Second Terminator.
Nailed it.
Dude, awesome.
Taryn, you look confused.
I was confused. I couldn't place it.
Oh, there was the motorcycle scene. Oh. The music video is so damn good.
Let's get to Paul from Marysville. Paul, what is your favorite movie from the 90s?
Man, you just played it, Terminator.
Nice.
All day long.
Yeah. All right. Though for you, this is a polar opposite of Terminator 2, and you'll understand why when I play the song. We're going to go to 1994 with this song. Good luck figuring it out. I wouldn't have gotten this one.
It's got to be like Lion King or something.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Elton John?
No.
What?
The song?
It goes with the whole scene, Steve. You gotta watch the movie.
I'm good without ever seeing the scene, the movie, or hearing this song ever again.
We gotta get Tatum into The Lion King.
Please don't.
Kevin,
don't do that to me.
Kevin in Arlington, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
I think The Big Lebowski is probably one of the greatest movies ever.
Yeah.
All right, well, this one is 1995. Let's see if you can figure out who this is, or at least what movie this is attached to. You got a friend
in me. Toy Story.
Yes!
Do you know who this is, though, singing?
No.
Randy.
Randy?
Randy.
Savage.
No. Oh, yeah. Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
We have time for one more with Joey from Everett. Joey, what is your favorite movie from the 90s?
I'm not sure if it's the 90s, but The Departed, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, that is a great movie. I'm not sure when it came out.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking that might be in the 2000s. But
yeah, it was.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. other than that, definitely Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's a classic. All right, this one we're going all the way back to 1997. Some would say, myself included, I saved the worst for last. Oh, are you ready?
Oh, great.
I already knew it. I knew it before it even came on.
Yeah, Joey.
Steve, I'm coming over there to hold you.
Don't do that. I will seriously fart on you if you do that.
Oh my God.
That would have been a much different movie.
That's how much I hate this. I mean, they at least could have got someone who has a good singing voice. I'm kidding. Of course. Her voice is incredible.
Do you know the fun fact about this? She recorded this in one take.
Yeah.
Celine is a beast.
This movie got 11 Oscars.
Yeah. It's the greatest movie of all time. I'm also not going to play the stinger because I just want to listen to the song.
Well, then I'll just stop.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.